This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Chinese officials say the death toll from the coronavirus outbreak soared to 811 in China on Sunday. This surpasses the global toll for SARS nearly 20 years ago. AP's Julie Walker reports.
One recent death in China was a 60-year-old American living in the epicenter of the outbreak. Also, more cases were confirmed on a quarantined cruise ship in Japan, and a new cluster was diagnosed at a ski resort in France. The WHO's Dr. Michael Ryan says they're looking at the chain of transmission around the world as a way to learn more about the coronavirus and fight it.
Looking at each individual transmission chain across all of the countries, so we can link each case to its potential origin and its potential exposure.
Meanwhile, China has agreed to allow a WHO-led team into the country to investigate, and they're hoping it will include members of the CDC. I'm Julie Walker.
Thai officials say security forces on Sunday killed a soldier after he carried out a shooting rampage at a shopping mall. They also rescued 8 hostages. The gunman killed at least 20 people and wounded more than 40. Villagers brawled in ethnic clashes in a southern Kazakh district, with groups of men torching houses, overturning cars, and sending hundreds fleeing into neighboring Kyrgyzstan. At least 8 people were killed. The regional governor declared a state of emergency amid fears more violence could erupt. Ukraine's president has asked Pope Francis for help in securing the release of prisoners of war held by Russia and by Russian-backed separatist fighters in eastern Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky made the request after a meeting with the pontiff at the Vatican. Syrian state media says Syrian government forces captured new areas from insurgents in the northwest. This as Turkey sent more reinforcements into the war-torn country. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Officials in Kabul say U.S. and Afghan forces came under attack in eastern Afghanistan on Saturday. They are launching investigations into what the New York Times describes as a deadly shootout between Afghan and American soldiers during a joint exercise. The Times, quoting 2 Afghan officials, reports 5 or 6 American soldiers and 6 Afghan soldiers were killed. An exit poll finds Ireland's 3 main parties are tied neck and neck following Saturday's general election. Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports.
Irish voters went to the polls on Saturday in an election that could remove Taoiseach Leo Varadkar from power amid a surge by left-wing Sinn Féin. Varadkar cast his ballot in Dublin after campaigning on his own diplomatic successes on Brexit, helping prevent a hard border on the island. But the strategy appears to have fallen flat amid domestic issues such as healthcare and housing, which have seen a swing by voters towards Sinn Féin.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Vote counting will begin on Sunday at 0900 UTC. A team from the U.S. is inspecting the wreckage of the Pegasus Airlines Boeing 737 that skidded off a runway in Istanbul earlier this week. VOA's Robert Rafael has more.
Turkey's Anadolu news agency says the American team is looking to see if there were any technical factors that could have contributed to the accident. Investigators will probe many possible causes, including the plane's speed and the weather at the time of the crash. Anadolu says the aircraft, which split into 3 pieces in the accident, will later be dismantled and removed by crane. The crash happened as the 11-year-old aircraft landed in strong winds and heavy rain.
That's VOA's Robert Rafael. Democratic presidential hopefuls are fanning out across snowy New Hampshire this weekend, campaigning for the state's primary. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
Feel how close we are. We can feel the wind at our back.
Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders emerged from Iowa in a dead heat.
Our ideas are the ideas that the working families, the middle class of this country believe in.
Joe Biden is taking aim at both, saying Sanders will drag other Democratic candidates down.
Every Democrat will have to carry the label that Senator Sanders has chosen for himself. Not me. He's chosen it. Democratic Socialist.
Elizabeth Warren says candidates need to get away from big-dollar donors.
The only way we're going to make this better is we use this Democratic primary to build a grassroots movement.
While Amy Klobuchar says she can unite and win.
Getting away from the extremes and the noise and the nonsense in our politics.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.